News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. It was already an historic Oscars with more wins by African Americans in a single year than ever before. And La La Land won half a dozen awards. But in the end, it was the ending is what everyone's going to be remembering.
And the Academy Award.
Presenter Warren Beatty seemed confused as he prepared to announce the final Oscar of the night.
For Best Picture.
So he had his Bonnie and Clyde co-star Faye Dunaway read the card.
La La Land.
But as the La La Land producers took the stage and thanked people, something was clearly wrong.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture.
In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's approval rating has slipped a little in the latest poll, but a new poll suggests he's largely been unaffected by the Donald Trump presidency. The Goucher College poll out this morning finds Hogan's job approval rating at 63%. Now, that's down 7 points from the last Goucher survey, but more than half of those surveyed in heavily Democratic Maryland say they would either definitely vote to reelect Larry Hogan next year or are at least leaning that way. The first significant referendum on President Trump may come as Virginia elects its next governor this year. And the major players are falling into place 3 months ahead of the primary.
The real race leading into the June primaries is going to be on the Democratic side.
Political scientist Quentin Kidd says Virginia Democrats are split following Tom Perriello's late entrance.
He is attempting to capture some of that progressive restlessness.
As Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam tries to hang on. For Republicans, former RNC Chairman Ed Gillespie is pulling away.
Gillespie has actually done a good job of navigating the various fault lines and fractures within the Republican Party.
Prince William Board Chairman Corey Stewart has problems expanding from his rebellious base, Kidd says.
He's well-known in Northern Virginia. He's not as well-known around the rest of the state.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia's current governor, Terry McAuliffe, chairs the National Governors Association. And in that position, he delivered a toast to President Trump last night at a black tie ball at the White House for the nation's governors.
To say we want to work with you to build on those ideals that have instilled and brought all of us governors together, that we can respectively grow our states and grow our nation to be truly the great destiny that we are. So I would like to offer a toast to the President of the United States of America.
And speaking at the ball last night, Mr. Trump repeated his commitment to repeal and replace Obamacare. The trial of the man accused of abducting and killing the Lyon sisters in Wheaton in 1975 has been pushed back to next fall. The trial of Lloyd Welch Jr. was scheduled to start in April. Now it'll be September. He's being tried in Virginia. That's where authorities believe he took the girls and killed them. A Montgomery County woman will find out today how long she'll be in prison for killing her 5-year-old son.
Narja Shafirat is scheduled to be sentenced this afternoon in Rockville in the death of her son, Daniel Dana. Back in 2015, police say she forced her son to OD on cough medicine and then left him in a burning car just hours before a custody hearing with her ex-husband. At the time of her arrest, Montgomery County Police Captain Darren Franks said officers knew it was more than just an accident.
It became apparent that there was something suspicious about this death. We, at that point, started believing that this was not as a result of a vehicle collision.
Shafirat could spend up to 50 years in prison. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
There was an EF1 tornado that blew through Charles County on Saturday. According to experts from the National Weather Service, there was some structural damage, some trees and power lines down, but no one was injured as that tornado cut a path from La Plata to Waldorf. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,822, the NASDAQ at 58.45. Sports, the Wizards dropped their second straight. College ball, GW beats George Mason. The Maryland women win again. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose, the O's win. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work.
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do.
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen.
En route to work or to the gym.
Stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now. Wherever you download apps.
When it comes to guiding you to and through a successful retirement, at Financial Engines, what we don't do is almost as important as what we do. We don't work on commission. We don't judge. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. And at Financial Engines, we don't use confusing financial speak or take a one-size-fits-all approach to financial planning. So what do? We start with your goals, your dreams, and your fears, and we help create your personalized path to the retirement you deserve. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, we have even more resources than ever to help you achieve your goals. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review by an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Zero Res makes dirty carpets look, feel, and smell brand new again. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Interstate 95, you've been in the hot seat this morning south of the ICC for the delays that would take you onto the outer loop of the Beltway. That's we've had the crash on that exit ramp. Now, it's been to the shoulder for some time, and now that you can get through, the focal point extends beyond that at the split to get onto the inner loop of the Beltway, right near the exit for Route 1, the IKEA, right in the College Park area, as we had one car gotten spin out into the guardrail, MDOT truck behind it. It's confined to the right shoulder, but it is a little bit to check out, so that's why we're focusing on that stretch. Once beyond good through Greenbelt, I'm not seeing any delays either direction over near FedEx Field to the Wilson Bridge or back near St. Barnabas Road. Route 4, Route 5, uneventful up through to the Beltway so far this morning. Let's hope it stays that way. For 395, heading through Landmark below speed, and now as you approach the 14th Street Bridge and onto the freeway, but again, that's just the morning rush hour heading into effect here. On Manassas, Yates Ford Road, just past Davis Ford Road. Still watch for accident activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds gathering this morning. Some limited sun early, then 58 this afternoon and cloudy. Tonight, cloudy 46. Tuesday, clouds gather. Showers late, 68. Thunderstorms Tuesday night. Maybe some severe storms Wednesday. Highs Wednesday will be in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 29 in Springfield, 27 in Germantown, 37 degrees in Washington. The Homeland Security Chief promises a softer stance on the travel ban. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, everybody. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, and where we always get awards right. You know, when we hand out awards here on Mornings on the Mall, we give them to the right people. I'm just saying, that's sort of our rule here. That's the way we roll. Coming up at 7:35 this morning, we're going to talk to the Attorney General of the great state of Texas. I always say it's the great state when I'm in state Texas.
That's okay, you're allowed.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton will join us in studio. He's waging a war against sanctuary cities in the state of Texas. We'll see how that's going for him. He's got some other stuff to talk about. 8:05, Christian Toto will look over what happened at the Academy Awards and how things went wrong and some of the stuff that happened on stage that makes people like us mad. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us right now is Joe DiGenova, friend of the show. He is a legal analyst extraordinaire and former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Joe, good morning. Happy Monday.
Thank you.
So, Joe, this whole, can we talk about the Trump-Russia thing? So the left is beating this drum about Trump and Russia. And he's apparently was put in place by Putin, who knew, even though there was no hacking of the election. Apparently Russia magically waved a wand, and there's some probe. There's some connection. So now it looks like the Republicans are also calling for a probe onto these alleged Russian connections, and some are calling for a special prosecutor who would be above Sessions to investigate this. Is this just the Republicans calling the Democrats bluff and giving them what they want? Going, fine, we'll give you what you want. Here you go.
No.
There are no connections.
The Republicans not knowing how to play hardball, not knowing how to govern, not understanding that they are in charge. Terrible messaging. Daryl Issa goes on the Bill Maher show and actually makes a fool of himself. He started out being opposed to the idea, and after being pressured repeatedly by Bill Maher, he gives in. I mean, this is just stupid. There's no evidence of any criminal activity. There is no basis for any criminal investigation. There is no longer an independent counsel statute. The Attorney General can do this. He has no problem. You notice the Democrats didn't complain about Loretta Lynch not formally recusing herself from anything during her term as Attorney General after Eric Holder.
Well, I
Eric
did,
Holder
but it didn't do any good.
Himself from anything while he was Attorney General. This is ludicrous, and this is an example of why Republicans lose. They don't know how to message. They don't know how to fight, and it's exactly why Trump got elected, because he does know how to fight. No matter what you think of him as a person or a politician, he will not take slaps in the face. Issa, that was an absurd performance. It's an embarrassment.
Okay, but what happened here, and apparently, as I understand it, there was a story in the New York Times that was spectacularly wrong about all this, and that the FBI reached out to the White House to assure them that it was wrong, and there were conversations between Reince Priebus and, at one point, Director of the FBI, James Comey, about this, and some people are saying, well, now the whole thing has been poisoned, and maybe we need somebody with an independent set of eyes to come in and look at it.
I'm just
saying that's what's being said. I'm not saying I agree.
It was the assistant director of the FBI, McCabe, who volunteered in a phone call to Priebus that this had not happened, that there was no investigation, that there was no evidence.
And there was a follow-up phone call from Comey to Priebus in which he said the same thing.
That is correct. And then when Priebus asked them if they would say something about it publicly, the FBI declined. And so Priebus asked some of the people on the intelligence committees to say something about it publicly. Now, all of a sudden, this is all wrong and unethical and illegal. Nonsense. There is nothing wrong with what Priebus did. McCabe, the FBI assistant director, who, as you know, was involved in the brouhaha over his wife running for state senate and for getting involved with Terry McAuliffe in fundraising, McCabe needs to get a lesson in how to perform as the assistant director of the FBI. Why is he calling to volunteer that there's no probe? If there's no probe, then just shut up. And then stop leaking information that there are people looking at it. What's going on here is the horrible mistake of having kept James Comey on as FBI director, along with this guy McCabe, who is the assistant director. These guys are bad. And why Trump kept them, I don't know. But this is what you get when you don't fire people you should have fired on day one.
Yeah, it's so refreshing to hear you say this. And we kind of had this conversation with Dr. Gorka at CPAC about how Republicans always take the bait. And just like you said on Bill Maher, he took the bait and he caved and he said what Bill Maher wanted him to say. And this is the problem. And I don't think that is ever going to change.
Ask yourself this question. Why was Daryl Issa on that show in the first place?
Right.
What did he have to gain? This is how stupid Republicans are. Go on Fox, for God's sakes. Don't go on CBS. Don't go on CNN. Most assuredly, don't go on. You know what? This is what happens when people hang around at the fair too long. They think they're funny. They think they're smart. And then they're going to go out, and they don't know what to do when they get cornered because they're so weak, and they don't know how to fight. This is why Trump got elected.
Let's turn to Neil Gorsuch and the Supreme Court nomination. It does now look like he's going to be confirmed, and there's now talk. It is coming from Ted Cruz, of all people, and a man who might have some understanding of what's going on with the High Court, since he was once a clerk over there, that there may be yet another retirement at the Supreme Court before long.
Well, Gorsuch is going to be confirmed under the old Senate rules that are currently in place. He's going to get 60 votes because the Democrats are not going to push and make McConnell use the nuclear option because the Democrats want to filibuster the next vacancy, which could very well be Justice Kennedy, who allegedly, it is said, is telling people that he would like to leave and feels comfortable doing so with Trump as president. If he leaves, that will be the most important justice on the court because, as you know, Kennedy has been an unreliable vote on conservative issues. As you know, he wrote the opinion on gay marriage, a rather scathing, nasty opinion in many people's opinion, unnecessarily critical of conservatives who believe in traditional marriage. That aside, if he goes, that will be the big fight. That will be the big casino because whoever replaces him will be the fifth conservative vote in a new and meaningful way. And that may very well require the nuclear option by McConnell.
Yeah, and that straw poll said that absolutely they wanted that done. Very
over CPAC, right.
Sure. Yeah, CPAC. Very quickly, I just want to talk to you about Bo Bergdahl, because Bo Bergdahl has asked that an Army Appeals Court dismiss the charges against him because Donald Trump had called him a traitor during the election campaign, and he says that makes it impossible for him to get a fair trial. Does he have a shot at this?
No, it's been rejected by the trial judge, and it's going to be rejected by the Military Court of Appeals for this reason. If Donald Trump had said that while he was president of the United States, that might be undue command influence, since he is the commander-in-chief.
Okay.
But since he said it as a candidate, just like in the immigration order, anything he said as candidate is irrelevant, should never have been considered by the Ninth Circuit, and will not be considered by the military courts of appeals.
All right.
Interesting.
Joe DeGeneva, it's always a pleasure, my friend.
You bet, guys.
7:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Where to begin? How about some good news for a Monday morning? It's slow, 395, but we've been incident-free, heading through Landmark, and then a pretty good pace here through Shirlington, briefly over the 14th Street Bridge with the stop-and-go. George Washington Parkway, southbound as you pass 123 and heading toward the overlooks with the volume. Now, 66 earlier this morning had the crash in Centerville. It was just briefly with us, but boy, we have very slow traffic right as you come out of Gainesville, pushing through Manassas, and watch for some of that delay through the Battlefield 29 Lee Highway. You're going to pick up some of that volume. Still watch for police direction, Yates Ford Road, past Davis Ford Road, Manassas commuters for that crash. On the Maryland side, 95 south of the ICC for the delays that take you on to the inner loop of the Beltway, now focused to the car and the guardrail. Nothing blocked, but definitely something to check out there. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound heaviest right now through Laurel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here it is. It looks like it's going to be partly cloudy this morning, becoming cloudy this afternoon, a high of 58. Tonight, 46. Tomorrow, 68 degrees, but a chance of rain, some 60% chance of rain. On Wednesday, almost 80 degrees. 78 degrees is the forecast high. Thursday, it'll be cooler in the low 50s. Friday, in the upper 40s. So the crown jewel in the weather forecast appears to be Wednesday. Wednesday. Make your plans for Wednesday. Currently in the nation's capital, 38 degrees. On WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Hey, the Democrats have a new leader. He is Tom Perez. I got to tell you, I couldn't be happier about this. This is a guy who is, I think, ethically challenged in a lot of different ways.
You're being so kind.
I know. I mean, well, basically,
ethically challenged.
He was at the Department of Justice and worked in the Civil Rights Division for a while. And Judicial Watch basically pinned his ears back in those days. And a judge came out and ruled that, in fact, Tom Perez had not been truthful.
Mm-hmm.
He had told stories about the level in which there was political involvement in the Black Panthers case.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, here's a guy that's got problems. So he's coming out and he's calling Donald Trump a liar. And it's on the record that when he was an attorney at the Department of Justice, the judges said, indeed, that he was a liar. That's called a certified liar. He's a certified liar. So this guy has been chosen as the new chairman of the Democratic National Committee. It was quite an interesting bout. One funny thing about it. They had this Wi-Fi electronic voting system all set up. And apparently, I don't know, maybe the Russians were involved, I don't know, but the Wi-Fi wasn't working right, the electronic voting system was not working right, and so they actually had to go to paper ballots, which is something that, across the board, Democrats don't like.
Right.
So even in their own election to choose a new Democratic chairman, they had to go to good old-fashioned paper ballots, where, you know, I mean, you can actually count the ballots.
I like that, though.
I do, too.
I like that.
There's nothing wrong with paper ballots.
X number of ballots, X number of people, it's easily verified.
Yeah. You can make sure you got the same
number. Which is why they don't like it.
That's right. They don't like it. But they had to do it that way. Well, anyway, a number of votes were taken, and it looks like Tom Perez is the winner. He will now lead the DNC. Donald Trump is thrilled about this.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't be happier. He said, congratulations, good news for Republicans, and we couldn't be happier that this guy's now the new chairman of the DNC.
May I ask a dumb question? Mm-hmm. So, according to Judicial Watch, we know that Perez and the ruling, as you said, certified liar, that he lied in a congressional hearing. Was he under oath in the congressional hearing? Because shouldn't there be some kind of punishment, one would think, for lying to Congress?
I don't know.
Or is your punishment that you get promoted to Labor Secretary?
I can't answer that question because I don't know the circumstances under which he testified. Was it closed door? Usually when you testify before Congress, it is under oath.
Under oath. Okay, but if it's not under oath, then you can lie all you want.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So,
well, good to know.
Apparently, the case was all brought forward by Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton and those guys over at Judicial Watch, back in the day, back in, I think, 2009. And the question was, had there been a political involvement in the decision not to go forward with the Black Panther voter intimidation case, which, you know, has been sort of a thing that Republicans have been very upset about. And apparently, his answers on that question before a judge were not completely honest. And so
they were lies, in other words.
Yeah, in other words, they were lies. And so it was finally enough documentation was brought forward, thanks to the work of Judicial Watch, to prove that indeed he had not told the truth. And so this is the guy that's now going to be leading the Democrats.
Well, but isn't this right up their alley? This is exactly what they want. Now, there are claims that he is alienating that part of the party that is about resisting Trump, that he is alienating that would be, if Ellison had been chosen, as a lot of people were hoping, and I know Bernie Sanders was backing Ellison, and I do believe that Ellison probably would have been a little bit easier for the Republicans to cut up. I mean, there's a lot of glaring things. The fact that this guy lied and all this, that kind of gets lost in the sauce because people just expect that from Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. So this guy being in charge of the Democratic Party, this is just a continuation of Obama. He's one of Obama's guys, and this is Obama keeping control of the Democratic Party. That's exactly what this is.
Yeah, I actually, it was very close, and apparently in the final balloting, Keith Ellison, I don't think that people seriously considered him as a candidate going forward. I mean, he was not in the final mix. In the final votes,
he wasn't. I thought that's who Perez just beat out.
Maybe I'm wrong.
He beat
about
out
that.
Ellison,
but I know that there were like still a number of candidates, and it was like at one point you had to have 214 some odd votes, and mm-hmm. it was like the guy had 213.
Yeah, the race was close. It required a second. Perez winning 235 of the 435 votes cast, with 9 Ellison supporters who were chanting because they said it should be party for the people, not big money. So it was close.
That's 722 on WMAL.
We're here with Andy Smith, co-host of Investing Sense. You know, Andy, people have a lot of questions about how the new administration's affecting the market. How do you invest in the Trump-era markets?
It all comes down really to having a plan. If you wake up in the morning and you're looking at social media, if you go to work and ask your coworkers, or, you know, you're calling up your relatives and trying to figure out what they're doing, if you're scared of missing out on this huge run that we've seen since November, this is going to be what blows up your 401k and your IRA. You got to have a plan with a specific set of instructions that says this is what you do with your investments, your allocation, your Social Security strategy when you get there. This is how you're going to pay for health care. This is the stuff that'll get you through the next 4, maybe even 8 years.
What's the worst investing advice you've seen out there right now?
I'd say 2 things. Number one is trading off of headlines. In 2017, headlines are basically tweets. So there are people who wake up, they figure out what they're going to do for the day based on what they see on social media, but look, there's 10,000 hedge funds out there. They use artificial intelligence, machine readers. They've got big data, thousands of analysts. These guys are going to eat your lunch if you think that you're going to, you know, log on to Twitter and figure out what you're going to do in the market for that day. The other one is just trading off of ideology, hating the government, loving the government. These are not trading strategies. You got to have a plan. That set of instructions is going to tell you what you got to do to get all the way to and through retirement. But look, if you don't have a plan, get out to financialengines.com. You can see Ken and Brad there, but financialengines.com is where it can start.
Great stuff. Andy Smith, co-host of Investing Sense. Go to financialengines.com or call your local Financial Engines advisors. Those would be Brad Gardner or Ken Greer. They'll review your plan and get your questions and concerns addressed. The number, 800-822-1461, 800-822-1461. That's 800-822-1461.
Richard Karn here with Christine Pallera for 50 Floor to tell everybody just how simple and easy it is to have 50 Floor replace your old flooring.
50 Floor makes getting new floors a breeze. Why drive all over town when 50 Floor will bring the showroom to you? A wide selection of the latest trends and fashions so you can make the right decision for your home, in your lighting, with your decor.
And the day of installation, wow, it couldn't be easier. You don't have to lift a finger or any furniture for that matter. They're going to do it all for you. Move your furniture, take up and haul away your old floors, install the new floors, clean up and leave.
Plus, from now until the end of the month, you're going to save big with 50 Floor's free installation sale on all carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl.
50 Floor offers 12 months same as cash financing. Call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. Mention promo code radio and you get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Interest will be charged on 12 months same as cash promotion if account is not paid in full within promotional period. Free installation sale includes installation on carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl only. Does not include any other labor or miscellaneous charges that may occur. See website for licensure information.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's starting around the Maryland Beltway. Update is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. A bye-bye, and there goes the incident on the Beltway in College Park. I'm literally just watching the tow truck leave the right shoulder after retrieving the car that went into the guardrail inner loop right as you pass the exit at Route 1 near the IKEA. That has been our focal point of delays right now coming off the 95, which is back near the ICC, but now nothing left to check out. Checking you out on 450, unfortunately, trying to get up through to the Beltway. Normally don't have a delay here. 450 inbound, right as you come up to the Beltway for the crash, slowing the ride here on Annapolis Road. Taking the trip on 50 through Annapolis and Bowie, that's been okay this morning. Wilson Bridge backups near St. Barnabas Road. Manassas trying to make a recovery from the crash that was on Yates Ford Road past Davis Ford Road. Still seeing a lot of heavy volume there. 66, pressure's been on this morning coming out of Gainesville up towards Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. Below speed for sure. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Any breaks, meaning sunshine for this Monday, will be early. And we'll see clouds increase, and we'll get a little milder on a south breeze, 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 38 degrees. It is now 727.
Music. Yeah. It's sad for a Monday, but we lost some famous people this weekend. Bill Paxton died at 61 years old, complications from heart surgery. He apparently was nervous about the surgery, which I think anyone would be nervous about the surgery, and apparently there were complications and he passed away. I think it was yesterday they announced his death. And Bill,
at the age of 61.
At the age of 61, yeah. Bill Paxton was one of those actors that you knew his face, but you didn't really always know his name. But he was in Weird Science. In the 80s, he was in Titanic, which was huge. Twister.
Twister. That was a weird movie.
Apparently a Mike McKay favorite. Aliens, he was in. The Terminator, he was in. And also, he was on television. I remember him in Big Love, which was a big thing. He was also in The Hatfields and the McCoys, and I remember him in that as well. So he had a lot of acting credits to his name, over 100 acting credits to his name. So very sad to see that Bill Paxton has left us. Also, one of my favorites, Judge Wapner.
Yeah, the People's Court.
The People's Court Judge Wapner with his bailiff, Randy. Randy the bailiff.
Yep.
Remember Randy? Judge Wapner was just a great guy. He started the whole reality TV judge shows. Judge Judy can thank Judge Wapner.
Right.
For her being on television to this day. He was 97 years old. God bless him. A long life lived, 97 years old. So he bade farewell to both those men.
A very vivid memory of being a young television. Well, at that time, I was doing weather, believe it or not. That's something I don't often.
That's why you do it so well here.
Yeah, I used to do weather, and I would be preparing my weather maps while the People's Court was running there on the station. And I became a huge fan of Judge Wapner.
Judge Wapner.
Yeah.
Gotta watch Wapner.
It is 729 on WMAL.
Small business owners sometimes go broke. My first business startup in the 80s was a fledgling startup story. Credit cards were maxed, car had bald tires, house had broken windows, and my employees got paid before I did. But my diet of hot dogs and mac and cheese was to die for. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, founder and CEO of Patriot Software. My business startup was messy. Actually, I was broke. My wife and I lived on fumes for 4 years. To escape our financial reality, we played board games and dreamt of someday owning our own boardwalk and park place. That's why I created my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll without going broke. Our payroll starts at just $10 a month, and if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
In just a few moments, we're going to be joined by the Attorney General from the state of Texas. It's now 7:30 in the nation's capital. Time for some news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A bizarre and colossal blunder highlighted the Oscars last night. It all started when Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway announced the winner for Best Picture.
La La Land.
Now, there's just one problem. La La Land did not win for Best Picture, and the mistake wasn't acknowledged until after everyone from La La Land had come up on stage and given their acceptance speech.
There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Moonlight won. This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
Turns out Beatty and Dunaway had been given the wrong envelope. Experts with the National Weather Service confirm it was a rare February tornado that touched down in Charles County on Saturday. There was scattered property damage, including some downed trees, but no one was injured. Trial's been postponed for the man accused of abducting and killing the Lyon sisters in Wheaton in 1975. Lloyd Welch Jr. was supposed to go to trial in April. Now it's been pushed back to September. President Trump meets today with the nation's governors gathered here in Washington to discuss their priorities. Last time, Mr. Trump toasted them at a black tie ball at the White House. The president sends federal agencies his 2018 budget proposal today. One administration official says Mr. Trump wants to boost defense spending and slash funding for longtime Republican targets like the EPA. Congress gets back to work this week, including tomorrow's big speech to a joint session by President Trump. Key upcoming battles include health care and a Supreme Court nominee. And Maryland lawmakers are taking up a bill this week that would bar companies like Ticketmaster from restricting your right to resell your concert ball game tickets. Ticketmaster opposes the bill, saying the resale restrictions are in place to protect consumers from scalpers. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,822, the NASDAQ at 5845. Sports, the Wizards fall to Utah. College basketball, GW beats George Mason. The Maryland women win. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose to Minnesota. The O's beat the Pirates. And Kurt Busch wins the Daytona 500. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Your vehicle's engine air filter looks like a simple barrier of accordion-like folded paper, because that's basically all it is. But it's responsible for providing clean air to your engine's cylinders. This simple filter does a great job, but only for so long. Over time, the dirt it prevents from entering your engine builds up on the filter, and a clogged engine air filter prevents your engine from getting enough fresh air, which can rob it of performance and fuel economy. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Tires. They go through a lot. Burnouts, hairpin turns, potholes, speed bumps, and the occasional sudden stop. And if you don't get your tires rotated, one day, you'll wish you had. When it comes to tire rotations, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, replace filters, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Will you be paying your caregiver more than $2,000 this year? Then you'll be responsible for nanny taxes. But don't worry, Care.com HomePay has you covered for 2017. The household tax and payroll experts at Care.com take care of everything from setting up automatic payments to filing returns. No work, no worry, guaranteed. Go to Care.com/HomePay now to learn more and get a free consultation. Care.com/HomePay. That's Care.com/HomePay.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
A Virginia teen's fight to use the boys' bathroom.
All I want to do is be a normal child.
That he's taking to the Supreme Court. See Gavin Grimm's story of struggle.
I'm just a boy.
An ABC 7 News exclusive. Tonight at 11.
And we'll rise up.
Inspired by real family stories of struggle and hope.
You have shown me what love looks like.
When We Rise, an original television event, begins tonight, 9, 8 Central on ABC.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI. So connect with us and let's grow your business.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Montgomery County, Norbeck Road. If you're heading westbound, say, after New Hampshire Avenue, that's where you see a little bit of unusual, unexpected delay. This goes to the crash at Firestone Drive. Again, Norbeck Road, west of New Hampshire Avenue. So a little extra time needed. 270, pretty normal here through Urbana and Hyattstown. Now as you push out of Gaithersburg toward the 270 spur. On the inner loop of the Beltway, College Park, crash gone, but still slows off of I-95. On the outer loop, slows New Hampshire Avenue to Georgia Avenue, each direction in Laurel. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway, a bit below speed, but lanes are reported open. An unusual backup, unusual as well. On 450, Annapolis Road, pushing right up toward the Beltway before you get to the exit ramps for the accident cleanup. Virginia, inner loop as you leave 95 toward Annandale, stop and go. Then you're good through 66, Toll Road toward the Legion Bridge, below speed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Any breaks, meaning sunshine for this Monday, will be early. Then we'll see clouds increase and we'll get a little milder on a south breeze, 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 in Alexandria, 28 in Silver Spring, 39 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, we'll be joined by Christian Toto, film critic. He'll talk about the Oscars last night and the big snafu that occurred, and also some of the political statements that were made from the stage that always irritate people. That's coming up at 8:05. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Brian.
And joining us here in studio, a very special guest because he comes from the great state of Texas, which gives you, we give you a lot of cachet for that. The Attorney General of the state of Texas, Ken Paxton, who has been, very active since you took this job. There's a lot of stuff on your plate that actually has its roots in some of the things that are going on in Washington.
Yeah, 22 lawsuits against the federal government in basically 2 years. So we have not been bored.
Let me start by talking about the one that I think is on a lot of people's mind, and that is sanctuary cities. The president and his administration have said they're going to crack down on these sanctuary cities. You've been already at that in the state of Texas.
That's true. We actually are working on legislation now. Our legislature likely passed the sanctuary cities. They've already passed it out of the Senate. And the idea is that they would defund any cities or any municipalities that were involved in the sanctuary city issue.
In that case, you're talking about state funding, right?
That's correct. So yeah. It would be different than what Trump's talking about. Federal funding.
Where are the sanctuary cities in the state of Texas?
So, it's interesting because a lot of them are not claiming to be sanctuary cities, but they're acting like sanctuary cities. So, for sure, we've had the sheriff in Austin, in the county of Travis, who's come out and said that she would not honor the federal law and transfer criminals that are getting out of her jails to the INS, so it's or to ICE. So, it's It's been an issue in Austin for sure.
For sure. And Austin, of course, is sort of an outlier in the state of Texas, isn't it, though?
It is a little bit. I mean, obviously, you both have lived in Texas. It's Austin is known for being a little weird. So it's,
and their motto. Is that not their motto?
It is. They're definitely proud of it.
Weird, right?
Yeah. They're proud of it.
One of the other things is Obama's transgender bathroom directive that I know that you are against, and you are looking at overturning in the state of Texas.
So there's two parts of this. We actually filed a lawsuit against the federal government with 13 other states, and then Nebraska followed us with a similar lawsuit. Mm-hmm. So there were 23 states suing the federal government. We were successful initially in getting what's called a preliminary injunction, which we were able to stop it from going into effect. So it never went into effect. So the threat that the president had, which was, we're going to take away all your school funding unless you allow boys into girls' showers and locker rooms and hotel rooms, we were able to stop that. So, and then this last week, the Trump administration overturned it.
Right.
So that part, the legal part, we're on our way to, you know, resolving with the Trump administration. So we're pleased with that. Then the state of Texas, the legislature is working on a law that would basically say in government buildings, schools, and other government buildings, that your biological sex actually would matter. It wouldn't affect businesses in any way, only government buildings.
Now, there have been, but hasn't there been something in that regard with the NFL and others who've said, if you pass this kind of legislation, we're not going to like bring a Super Bowl to Texas?
Sure, and my response to that is it seems like the NFL has enough of its own problems. You know, they've got athletes that aren't honoring the flag. They've got athletes that are, you know, abusing women, and they've also got the whole concussion issue. So, you know, in my opinion, they ought to leave Texas alone and mind their own business.
You also have a story that we spoke about earlier on the show with a transgender boy in Texas who was 16 years old. His name is Matt Beggs, biologically a girl. And because Texas has the law that says whatever it says on your birth certificate is the team you participate on in sports. But he's started the transitioning process and is getting testosterone injections, which are legal also in the state of Texas based on laws, as long as it's being administered by a physician. He has to wrestle with the girls.
And he won.
And he won, yeah, shockingly, the state championship for the girls because he's been getting testosterone. Well, I don't know if it's because, but he has been receiving testosterone injections for a year. So it's kind of a catch-22. He wants to wrestle the boys, but Texas law won't allow him to, but yet he can get the testosterone injections, which some people feel is unfair advantage.
So I think that might be rules related to schools, their own schools.
UIL, that's it,
yeah,
UIL.
So I think those are, you know, school rules. Those are not state statute.
Right.
So I mean, we wouldn't have anything to do with that. That would be up to, you know, the school districts to decide what they want to do.
Okay. All right. So let me ask you about the president's immigration order. We were told by Dr. Seb Gorka, who is a deputy assistant to the president, on Friday, that we're expecting the new immigration order.
It is imminent
any day now. But already this has been, you know, something that's been challenged by some states. How do you look at it in the state of Texas?
So you're talking specifically about the travel ban.
Right.
Yeah, so...
Well, everybody says it's a ban. I don't know if it's really a ban, but go ahead. I take your point.
Well, yeah. So Texas actually stood up and filed an amicus brief, which is a friend of the court brief with the Ninth Circuit. And we did that because despite the fact there were 15 other states that came in on the other side, we felt like the court did not look at the actual federal law that related to this issue. That there is a specific law that says that the president has the authority. So this is passed by Congress, that he has the authority to limit the entry of any aliens if he feels like it would be detrimental to the country. And he can do it for as long as he wants. That's specific law that the court never addressed. Instead, the court went off and created a constitutional right, a due process right, for non-resident aliens, people who don't live here. Well, you know, people that don't live here don't have constitutional rights. So
you think that's a pretty clear question?
I don't think it's a close question. And we tried to let the court see that. Now, the court... We filed that after the court had already ruled, and so, but we're hoping that this keeps going and that the president's plan will be vindicated.
How are things going on your border right now?
So, you know, it's always been a challenge for us because we're having to spend our own money on what we view as a federal problem, and then we don't have the same authority that the federal government has. And
so the
fact that finally we have a president that actually cares about the border and actually will help us, whether it's, you know, wall, technology, more border agents, that's all very, you know, helpful to us, and we're actually finally pleased that we have somebody that cares about it.
Yeah, but you see an increased activity on the part of the Border Patrol and ICE?
Well, I see the president's executive order where he talked about, you know, building the wall, about more border agents, about right. deporting criminals that are here, which, you know, obviously is important to us. So, you know, the state of Texas, I've seen studies that show that it costs us about $12 billion a year. And so they talked about the wall costing $15 billion. That's a one-time cost versus every year the state of Texas having to spend money on border security.
There was a study that came out that said that over 10 years, even if we don't stop only a portion of illegals from crossing, that the wall would pay for itself easily and would also save money because of the money that states like Texas, every state has to put out to support illegals in schools and all the other programs that they are allowed to collect from. They estimated in 10 years, $64 billion savings.
That would not surprise me because I think that'll be just our savings in Texas from the studies I've
really?
Seen. Oh,
wow.
Yeah. So it's the one-time cost to me, that while they talk about it being so much, ultimately it saves us a lot of money. And it's also about our safety. I mean, we don't
right.
know mm-hmm. with the southern border, we don't know necessarily who's getting through, and it could be some very bad people.
One other question has to do with voter ID laws, which always end up in the courts, and it seems that the courts come down sometimes in rather arbitrary ways. Sometimes they support them, sometimes they don't. What's going on in the state of Texas? You've been very much on the forefront on this issue.
Yeah, so we're involved in litigation right now. We're at the district court level. But look, our voter ID was fairly reasonable. I mean, we had 7 forms of ID. If you couldn't afford to pay for it, we'll basically give it to you. And all we're asking, our focus is on preventing fraud. And so that litigation
is... Well, hold on. I keep hearing there is no fraud.
Well, I can tell you we're prosecuting fraud in Texas. So we just... We just had a woman that was voting. She just got 8 years in prison for basically voting in numerous elections. She wasn't a citizen, and we caught her. So
wow.
It's very difficult to catch people because in a lot of these counties, you know, they won't help us. And so it's an important issue for us as far as voter integrity and making sure that our elections are fair and free.
Absolutely.
All right, listen, can you hang around for just a minute longer?
Absolutely.
It is now 7:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, Monday morning. We can do this. Pockets of volume heading in toward Urbana, again 109. Then you get a little bit of a break, Gaithersburg into Rockville, but nothing along the way reported. Knock on wood. Hope it stays that way. For 95, Maryland, southbound delays near the ICC to now join the Beltway Interloop past College Park. First incident that has been towed away. Second one on the left shoulder. And on southbound Baltimore, Washington Parkway between 198 and 197 slowing, but U.S. Parkway say nope, they're not working anything. That's just the morning commute getting thick. On 50 in the B-Dub inside, the Beltway slows to D.C. 295. Westbound side of the freeway. Now watch for delays as you come off the 11th Street Bridge heading toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. We've been incident free. 395 heavy though through Landmark and now at the 14th Street Bridge. Now from Garage Door Repair.
Clouds gathering this morning. Some limited sun early, then 58 this afternoon and cloudy. Tonight, cloudy 46. Tuesday, clouds will gather. Showers late, 68. Thunderstorms Tuesday night. Maybe some severe storms Wednesday. Highs Wednesday will be in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently at Reagan National, 39 degrees, 747 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. I'm Brian Wilson. She's Mary Walters. Our special guest is the Attorney General of the state of Texas, Ken Paxton.
You forgot to say the great state of Texas.
Well, yes, you did.
God.
I thought I was getting a little old, but go ahead.
Well, here's what I want to know. I want to know why you are such a terrible, horrible person and why you are against clean energy. It's called clean energy. So why are you against something that's called clean energy?
Well, it's sort of a misnomer, given the fact
Get out.
Yeah, it's a little misnomer. It actually doesn't do anything to clean the air. There's no proof that they're actually doing anything, but they are costing the states potentially $29 to $39 billion a year in reducing our reliability, taking power away from the states without any authority to do it. And so it's not just me. There's 27 states involved. Texas and West Virginia are leading the cause, and we're hopeful. We argued in the Court of Appeals back last fall. We're hopeful that we'll get a good resolution that won't rip the control away from the states.
And this is the EPA you're fighting.
We're fighting the EPA. Of course, I have like 12 lawsuits against the EPA, so it's not unusual.
Good for you. Ken Paxton is our guest, the Attorney General of Texas. Okay, so look, you're here inside the Beltway, and I go back to Texas occasionally and visit my family
Good
back there in the Texas Panhandle, etc. And I think that people don't understand that once you get out of the Beltway and you get, you know, maybe just a little east of Washington, a little west of Washington, and you get to places like Texas, that there is still a tremendous amount of support for this president. You would not get that sense from watching what you see being reported by the mainstream media.
No, I think that's absolutely true. I think people are looking forward to him making changes that have been needed for decades up here, and the whole idea of draining the swamp, I can tell you that appeals to a lot of Texans, and you can see he's making his moves very quick, very early. He's being criticized for every one of them, but just what he's doing on immigration is more than I've seen done in decades for the state of Texas.
Yeah, and the president's going to address Congress tomorrow. Do you have any ideas? You know, is there something you'd really like to hear come out of his mouth that would make you feel better?
I'll tell you what would make me feel better is if he really focuses again on Obamacare, repeal of Obamacare, because it feels like Congress is backpedaling on that, even though they have complete authority to resolve that issue. So, you know, I would hate to see them let that go, and I feel like the president isn't going to let them off the hook.
Yeah. Well, Ken Paxton, a Texas Attorney General, it's good to have you in studio. Keep fighting the good fight.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
It is now 7:49 on WMAL.
You know, I've been getting a lot of feedback from social media. You want to hear some quotes? Every time I hear that annoying voice of Jimmy from Zipa, I want to tear my ears off my head. You see the hypocrisy here, people? First of all, you know, you got to listen to my commercial for maybe 60 seconds. But what about that person snoring next to you all night long? That person sleeping next to you, they can't turn your mouth or your nose down, can they? No, they got to go sleep on the couch. Get this fixed. ZYPPAH.com. Zipa.com.
If you're finally addressing your hearing loss, you know that custom hearing aids can cost as much as $5,000 each and are not covered by Medicare. The good news is MD Hearing Aid offers medical-grade hearing aids at savings of up to 90% over traditional hearing aids. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-396-1380. That's 1-800-396-1380.
Some days you just can't give it away. Unless you're talking about free slots play at MGM National Harbor, where they've already given away over $1.5 million in free play on their pulse-pounding Vegas-caliber slot machines. Unless you're talking about that.
Be eligible to win $10,000 to $10,000 in free slots play when you sign up for M Life Rewards on site at MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Must be 21 or older. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. See M Life Rewards desk for details. Take the problem out of gambling. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. Thousands of people have used it to have a portion of their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and a consultation. And we'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is to owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. So call for free debt forgiveness information now at 800-329-7800. That's 800-329-7800. Discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. Call 800-329-7800. That's 800-329-7800.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
All right, let's see how your money's doing. Check in the news desk at CNBC. Landon Dowdy is standing by. Good morning, Landon. Well, apparently Landon is not standing by, so we'll try that a little bit later.
Would you like me to do it?
Yeah, no, I know.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay.
7:53. I'll just make that 7:53 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry, and I'm doing what most people on this planet have a really tough time doing. I'm losing weight and getting healthy. I've lost 23 pounds, not because I'm special, but because I have help. I'm 23 pounds lighter because of EMP 180 and my New Year's resolution. Now, any time is a good time for a resolution to invest in yourself, right? So why not now? This past week, 4 pounds gone. The week before, I gained a pound of precious muscle. And my point is, if I was doing this on my own with no professional help, do you think I would have been hung up with the 1 pound added? With EMP, it's a journey that's mapped out for me, so you won't get hung up on the scale. The results are a byproduct of the healthy plan, and the overall success is, well, intoxicating. Each week moves you in the right direction towards that prize, the goal. Absolutely the best plan I've ever done. EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 703-992-0620. 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
Kids, let's make brownies. Meet me in the kitchen.
Not the kitchen.
For amazing kitchens, basements, bathrooms, and whole house remodeling, call Total Construction. For over 30 years, Total Construction has delivered the highest quality craftsmanship and materials, and we're A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau. Visit our showroom and select your dream kitchen today. For kitchens, basements, bathrooms, and more, call Total Construction, 703-201-3361, totalcc.biz.
It is 7:55 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 270. Unfortunately, it looks like we have a fender bender southbound right as you come up toward the Monocacy. One lane block. Delays as you merge off of I-70. Beyond Inurbana, slowing. Gaithersburg and in Rockville toward the spur. But that stretch just been about the stop and go delay. On the top side of the Beltway from New Hampshire Avenue to Georgia Avenue, slowing. It doesn't back up to 95 just quite so because 95 southbound is focused to get onto the inner loop past the IKEA. We've had our second crash of the morning, that one to the shoulder, a little bit to check out. We're checking you out heading across the Wilson Bridge. We're holding tight right near 210, actually getting a little bit better. 66 in Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, and as you come past Nutley Street for the delay. Update is brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Once again, getting milder. We'll tack on a few degrees today, tack on more tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the next chance for showers, thunderstorms. They'll become likely by tomorrow night. Increasing clouds, 58 today. Tonight, cloudy, 46. Showers later tomorrow, 68. Maybe some severe storms by tomorrow night and Wednesday. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 38 degrees. It is 7:56.
When was the last time you laced up your running shoes? The smells, the scenery, the freedom, the rush of how great running makes you feel. What if you could go for a job without excruciating back pain? What if finishing a 5K was no longer a distant memory? What if you decided when you hit the pavement instead of your aching back or neck? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Elagala at Sauna Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect using revolutionary ultrasonic technology. Sauna Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sauna Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at saunaspinesurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution. Get your run back.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College, gives you the flexibility your schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Don't miss out on fulfilling your dreams. UMUC's next session is starting soon. Learn more about UMUC's 90-plus programs and specializations, and find out how our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands right here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
Well, some outrageous political statements from the stage of the Oscars and a tremendous screw-up at the end. We watch so you don't have to. We'll go over all this with Christian Toto, well-known film critic, coming up in the next hour. And also, the president says, I'm not going to hang out with those White House correspondents at their fancy-schmancy dinner. Is that the right choice? It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.